You are listening to Alex Nanlohi Podcast, to know the Lord and to make Him known. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank You for this wonderful opportunity for us to come before You, to worship You, and also time for us to listen to Your words. We pray as we open Your words, please also open our hearts. Help us, Lord, that we are not only be the listeners of Your word, but also the doers of Your words. We pray that we can see You more clearly, even when we think Your absence, but it doesn't mean You are not with us. Your absence doesn't mean that You are not present. Thank You, Lord, and we pray as we listen to Your word, please help us to know You more and to live a life according to Your will. We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is a wonderful opportunity for us. Especially, we will start our time together in the movement. As you already know, this is about the movement, Don't Give Up. Okay, yes. So, we'll start for the next 10 weeks, we will have this movement from the book. This is the author of the book, Kyle Idleman. He wrote this book, Don't Give Up. You can have it in English or even in Bahasa. Our publisher from Perkantas translated this book into Bahasa Indonesia. And it's a good book, actually, but again, it's not. It's an easy reading, but still, there's many things inside that maybe will encourage your faith. And as we go together in this book, there are some, like from the endorsement, what this book about. So let me read to you. The parents with the wayward child, the couple whose marriage is in jeopardy, the man who is out of work, the woman stuck in crushing debt, the patient with a bad diagnosis, the patient with a bad, the student who can't get a fair shake, people hanging by a thread, losing faith and short on strength. What do they all need to hear? Don't give up. So, again, our life are minefield of challenges that take their toll on our courage, our conviction, and even our faith. But God whispered to the weary, don't give up. Drawing from inspiring biblical stories and first-person testimonies of perseverance, best-selling author and pastor Kyle Idleman encourages readers to cast their concern on God, trust in His love and timing, pray for patience and strength, and seek out support in the family of God. So this coming 10 weeks will be a great experience of all of us who will take this journey together in this movement. And today we will start with the first chapter of the book. It's about keep believing. So what makes us keep going in our life, do not give up in our life? The first one is keep believing. This is not something it's something very we already know. As believer, we are called to believe. That's why we are called believer. But one of the hardest thing for us to do as believer is to believe. So that is something that I want to share with you from this book and also from the Word of God. And like, have you ever felt lost or confused about where life is taking you? Or maybe you can imagine starting a puzzle. You have a bunch of puzzle like that without the big picture inside. Have you ever experienced this? But yeah, I think if we buy something like puzzle, we would like to have the picture. But again, faith at such time is confidence the picture is there, even though it looks like chaos. So brothers and sisters, let's start with this keep believing theme. And I would like to share with you from the life of Abraham. Today we will explore the incredible journey of Abraham, and his unwavering faith teaches us to keep believing. So I will share with you 3 points this morning about what is the true faith. What true faith is. From the life of Abraham, we can see the true faith is trust in God even when you don't know the destination. So if we go back and look what in Abraham's life, maybe Abraham map would be something like this. Valley of shadow, sea of uncertainty, slippery slope, plains of indecision. And this is what maybe we also experience in our own life, not just Abraham's life. So I want to ask you to turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 12. We will read from verse 12, Genesis 12 from verse 1 to 4. I'll have with me from the NIV, New International Version. Okay, I will read to you. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. So brothers and sisters, if you see the life of Abraham, actually he already settled in Haran that time. It's in Genesis 12. God asked Abram to leave his city, Haran, without telling him where to go. Abraham and his wife Sarah, they are already living in Haran, and maybe Haran already a familiar and safe place for them. Then God asked Abram to go to a new place without telling him where to go. This was a big change and needed a lot of trust in God. Why, brothers and sisters? Because Abraham didn't know much about God. Abraham didn't go to Sunday school as a kid, like us. He didn't have a Bible. So this is something when I try to think in Abraham's shoes, like, wow, this guy really trusts the one, the God who showed himself to him. Many of us know about a God who loves and cares for us. But remember, Abraham didn't know that because we already have all the Bible for us. Imagine if you didn't have parents who taught you about faith and how the world works. That's something Abraham felt that time. Still, God told him to pack up and leave, and Abraham did. He trusted God even when he didn't see the whole plan. We sometimes don't like uncertainty. We want clear direction in life. like a GPS in our cars that tells us where to go. Not many people remember the street now because of the GPS. Just follow the GPS. But again, life doesn't always give us clear instructions. There are, might be times in our life you wish things were clearer, were easier. Maybe you want a job promotion, or you are looking for love, or trying to start a family. But even when things are hard or confusing, we can still find happiness in the end. So brothers and sisters, sometimes we see why we have to go through challenges, and other times we don't. But again, reaching our goals with God, finding happiness in Him, makes the journey worth it. Oh, brothers and sisters, again about Abraham. Abraham went even though he didn't know where he was going. Sometimes we have to step into the unknown, believing that God knows where we are going. So faith for Abraham means more than living what he knows. It is about moving away without even knowing the destination. So how we see this in our life? We already have our complete Bible. We know the God that not only with us, but also give His Son for us. So for us now, don't be afraid to take a new steps in life. God has a plan and He is with you, brothers and sisters. Keep this in our mind. When we want to give up, then again, remember, we have faith in God. A God who has a plan for us, a God who is always with us. But again, life is not that easy for Abraham. He received God's promise, and we will see the next thing about faith, what true faith is. From Abraham's life, true faith is trust in God even when the promise seems impossible. So we'll continue with Genesis chapter 5. Chapter 15, verse 1 to 6. You can see again from the New International Version. I'll read to you. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my hire. Then the word of the Lord came to him. This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, then, he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord. This is something very incredible. Again, verse 6, Abram believed the Lord, and he, the Lord, credited it to him as righteousness. Brothers and sisters, another stage in Abraham's life, God promised Abraham many children, even though he was very old at that time, and even Sarah, his wife, is not even cannot bear child anymore. So this is something Is this truly God's promise? Maybe Abraham and Sarah, they might be thinking, did we hear God wrong? Maybe God forgot? But again, in chapter 15, God repeats the same promise he made before in chapter 12. God reminds Abraham about his promise to him. He says, if you try to count the stars, that's how many children you have. But again, there's a big problem, brothers and sisters. Abraham and Sarah were very old. Sarah can't have babies anymore. And Abraham, people said, he's almost at the end of his life. So it seems impossible for them to have kids. Every month, every year, they hope for a child, but nothing. Most people would lose hope. But again, not Abraham. He believed in God's promise, even if it sounded crazy. In God, he kept hoping. Even when things looked impossible, he still believed. Abraham trusted that God could do anything, even the impossible. So, brothers and sisters, sometimes God's promises seem too big. But again, our theme, keep believing and do not give up. Abraham doesn't decide to quit on the puzzle just because he isn't given the big picture. This is something, again, for me, wow, this man. And if we compare to our life, how we as believer, who said we believe, do not give up just because the promise maybe seems too big for you. Brothers and sisters, even when the dream seems too big, keep believing. God knows the way. I don't know what happened in your life, but one thing for sure, God knows the way for you and for me and for all of us. And Abraham's story is not finished there, brothers and sisters. It keep going. Again, now we come to another big thing about what true faith is. True faith, the last thing, is trust in God even when the task is unbearable. We can see from Genesis 22, we won't read through the whole chapter because it's quite long, but you remember God asked Abraham to sacrifice his long-awaited son, Isaac. Abraham and Sarah waited a long time and finally had a baby named Isaac. They were so happy because it felt like a reward for their patience and their trust in God. But then something unexpected happened. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. This was strange because God doesn't ask for human sacrifices. That was a test for Abraham. Abraham didn't know it, it was just a test. Still, he got ready to do as God asked. You think Abraham would ask a lot of questions, right? And maybe if it happened to me too, or to our life, we will say, why? Why me? Why my son? Why at that specific mountain? It's quite a long journey, brothers and sisters. And you can imagine a father with a son that he is going to sacrifice the son and going like 3 days travel. Can you imagine the feeling? So, the interesting part, when Abraham was leaving his servant who accompanied him and his son, he told them. Now let's read verse 3. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. We don't know the complete story. Maybe if you would see Abraham in heaven, then we will ask, did you consult your wife about sacrificing your son? Is this a family decision? This is just Abraham, yeah? The first three. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for a place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Because as you read the first two, you have to go, Abraham have to go to Moriah. That's the mountain. So on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servant, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. But the interesting thing, brothers and sisters, he said, we will worship and then we will come back to you. Not just me, because I already slain my son. When the writer of New Testament, Apostle Paul, I think he tried to look at the scene and give his commentary on that. He said that Abraham trusts the Lord who can raise from a dead man come to life. This is something beyond our imagination, that Abraham trusts God will even raise his child, even if he sacrificed his child. He told his servants he and Isaac would return. This means Abraham still believed in God's promise and that somehow everything would be all right. The Bible in the book of Hebrews says that Abraham thought maybe God could bring Isaac back to life if he died. That's deep faith. So here's the big question for us, brothers and sisters. How much do we trust God? Is there a point in our life where we would say, God, so sorry, it's too much for me? Abraham seems to trust God no matter what. So, brothers and sisters, God asked Abraham to do something very hard. Abraham got ready to do it, and even though it was unbearable. But again, brothers and sisters, in our lives, sometimes God asks us to do hard things. Trust Him and take risks. Like Abraham's story, all story of faith reach an intersection where a decision must be made between staying put and playing it safe, or taking a risk and moving forward. Brothers and sisters, when things get tough, remember that trusting God gives you the courage to keep going. This is something we learn from Abraham's life. And there is one interesting thing about the mountain, Moriah. Abraham was about to sacrifice his son Isaac because God told him to. But in the place Moriah, you know what, brothers and sisters? Later in the history, that Moriah is become part of Jerusalem, where Jesus was crucified many years later. Just like Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son, God on the Mount of Moriah, on Jerusalem, God sacrificed his son Jesus for us. Brothers and sisters, the full meaning of Abraham's story took thousands of years to understand. Our life story might be similar. Sometimes we don't see how everything fit together. Why I have to do this? If life is confusing or disappointing, Abraham's story tells us to keep believing. Everything has a purpose, even if we don't see it yet. So no matter how tough things get, we should never give up. Our stories are still being written, and in the end, everything will make sense. So let us reflect on the word of God that we hear this morning. True faith is believing in God's goodness, no matter what happens in life. Sometimes faith means you pray and get a miracle. But that is not faith in a nutshell. Because also other times we pray and maybe God's answer is different from what we hope. Faith is trusting God, whatever the answer of his prayer for us. Other times, faith means accepting sad things, like when same woman has to say goodbye to her husband. Why we can say there's also faith? Because at both times, even when you get healed, or even you're not healed, both times God is there. Sometimes a student starts a group to read the Bible at school or in campus and many join in, that is faith. But sometimes another student carries a Bible and gets made fun of, bullied by other friends. But he keeps going. That is faith too. Sometimes faith gets you rewards at work, like a promotion for being honest. But other times, the same honesty might cost you even your job. So faith is not something always success. But even in the very hard times, God is there. And we can still cling on to God, like the song that we just sang before. How if God's blessing comes through raindrops? Faith is not about always winning or being happy. It's about trusting God, even when things are hard or don't make sense. We might not understand everything now, but we believe because of the deep feeling of truth in our hearts. And especially for us now, we already have our complete Bible. What's the difference between us and Abraham? I can say like this, put it in simple way. Abraham trusts the God that will send the Messiah. He doesn't meet Jesus, but he trusts God, God who saved him and his descendants. They trust to the Messiah who is going to come. And how about us? We also believe, but we believe Christ who already came. So we are both believers. Abraham believed God that will fulfill his promise in Jesus. So his faith is looking forward. And for us now, we are also believers because we already knew Jesus and his salvation. And that faith, that same belief, help us to move forward, to keep believing and don't give up. So brothers and sisters, I don't know what situation you are facing now, but God's message this morning, don't give up, because you have hope, you have trust, you have belief in the living God. He has given us his Son, and we know that he is in our hearts to keep us moving forward. Let me close with an illustration I heard a long time ago. Imagine a child going to the doctor with his parents, a small child, yeah, around 2 or 3 years old, going to the doctor with his parents for a vaccine shot. The child sees his parents giving him to the doctor's hand. And that time he looked, wow, my parents, they are very cruel to me. They give me to the doctor's hand. He doesn't understand why. And then the doctor gives him a shot and it hurts. The child is very angry. Look at the doctor. Look at his father, his mother. And they're all smiling. And the other things, they're even giving the money to the doctor. Why? After he hurts me that much and they pay him? Years go by and the child grows up. One day, a terrible sickness comes to the village. Many children his age who did not get the vaccine get very sick and die. But not him. He stays healthy because of the vaccine he got when he was little. Now the grown-up child understands why his parents took him to the doctors and why they smiled. They knew it was good for their son's good, even though it hurt at that time. They paid the doctor to keep him safe in the future. They knew what was best for him, even when he didn't. So brothers and sisters, like the parents in the story, God also knows what's best for us. Sometimes things happen that we don't like and we get very angry, just like the child. But God has a bigger plan and he is taking care of us, even when we don't see it. So let's trust in God like the child learned to trust his parents. God knows what's best for us and he's always looking out for us. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the movement together in our church to be a children of God that won't quit, won't stop. We do not give up. Not because everything is very clear for us, but because we know that when we put our trust in you, you will help us to see more and more clearer. We put our trust only in you. We thank you again for your message to us, and we pray, help us again not only to be the listeners of your word, but to be the doers of your words. We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.